Welcome back to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that's almost guaranteed to make your day a little brighter and happier. With me today is the prestigious Carrie Jones, New York Times and internationally best-selling author.
And our other host, who's always here too, is Sean Farrar. Sean used to be a cop, but now he's not. And now he's a business owner and all-around awesome human and dog owner. Dogs Are Smarter Than People is about giving you life tips and writing tips and helping you have a quirky, happy... What, Sean? Life? A quirky, happy life?
Existence? Occasional writing career?
All of that. All that right here with us. So like, subscribe, share, be weird.
Own a dog.
And own many.
Random thought time. Stole the car, that's why it's random.
Shut up. You know it's going poorly when I can't even say that part right.
What's going poorly, honey?
My brain.
What's wrong with your little pretty brain?
I don't know if my brain is pretty. Have you seen my brain? Like,
it's not about how it looks. It's how it thinks that's pretty.
Oh really?
Beautiful in effect.
Oh really?
Yes.
That's an upgrade. So we're in the truck.
Yeah.
My pretty, beautiful brain. And the giant brain of the Farrar. And I'm bored. I'm bored.
How can you be bored? Look at these beautiful leaves.
The leaves are pretty.
And the dreary gray sky.
And the sky is dreary gray.
It's like fall or something.
And it's fall in Maine.
Well, we're going to go do some stuff here shortly.
And do you want to tell everyone what we're going to do?
Just winterizing the camper.
Just?
Yeah.
That's a lot, man.
Well, no. We're not doing the whole thing today. We'll just do the water lines today. Collect whatever random stuff we've left behind.
Randomly.
And bring it back home.
And when are we not allowed in the campground again?
I don't know. They close on Monday.
So therefore, we procrastinated.
Till the end, but...
Till the end.
You know, the only reason we don't want to do it all today is because everything's wet.
Everything's wet.
If we put the awning up today and we unroll it next spring, it's going to be all moldy and stuff.
Moldy and stuff.
Right?
Right.
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 And I'm not sure the exact day when they, like, actually throw the padlocks on the gates.
We can break through that back way.
Oh, we
through
can
that Life Christian
walk,
Academy yeah. place.
We can definitely always walk.
Because we obey rules.
Like we can walk in and bed in winter if you want to have an overnight wintertime camping experience.
No, I don't. Because I couldn't handle it in September. I got so cold.
It was chilly those couple of nights. Man, we all toughed it out though.
I didn't tough it out.
You did great.
I was horrible. What are you laughing about?
You were spectacular.
I feel chilly. Oh, so chilly.
Well,
I feel chilly,
chilly
and shuddering and stuff. And I'm freezing. And for heat, I can't get enough. Random thought.
I don't think this is an exciting random thought.
I think it's probably a really bad random.
For the listener.
I think the listener's like, wow, they're boring, man.
Oh, you pluralized it.
Dude, I wouldn't be bored if we weren't boring. That's the point, man.
Are you kidding me? We're not boring.
Oh, wait, no, we're boring. And this random thought is proving how boring we are right now.
Downtime. We can't be exciting all the time.
Oh, horsies.
See?
Horses.
Man.
Man. Alexander the Great's horse Bucephalus was stolen?
No.
Yes. So Alexander the Great won his horse, right?
Yeah.
Because no one could break this beautiful, huge horse, Bucephalus. And his dad, and he was like, "May I have it, father?" And his dad was like, "Well, you know, if you can ride him." Right? Because he was a butt face. And so then Alexander, this little itty bitty baby boy who would be king, jumped on the horse and broke it. Probably because he was so light, the horse was like, "Oh, this is mellow, man."
Right.
But whatever. We're not going to ruin it by logic.
How is that ruining it?
It just is. And so then Alexander and his horse were besties, and they rode into battle, and he went on all his campaigns with him. But then some jerko stole him.
How do we know that?
Because it's in the ancient, it's in the first, in the primary sources of the time. And so then,
But did he get him back?
I'm trying to get there, man.
Oh, okay.
And so then Alexander was fuming because it's like having your dog stolen, right? Only even worse, and because a horse lasts longer than a dog, and you ride it into battle, and it's a status symbol, like a pit bull,
horse
I guess.
Is a much better source of meat in the end.
No, he did not eat yourself. Jeez, crow.
I bet they did.
No, they did not eat his horse. Anyways, his horse got like a really nice funeral. That's how much he loved this horse. So anyways,
closed casket on that. Anyways.
No.
I want to know if he got the horse back.
You don't deserve to know anymore.
He did,
you don't deserve to know.
Oh wait, Bucephalus broke free from his captors and returned on his own.
No. Alexander wrote a scathing letter telling them that he and his men were going to go up into the hills, and even though they didn't normally kill women and children, everyone was gonna die unless he got his gosh darn horse back within like 24 or 48 hours. And then boom, the horse came back. And then he killed people anyways because he got really mad anyway. And then he was embarrassed because he did that. Or something.
Awesome.
What's the moral of that story? Don't steal a man's horse.
Well, you should never steal a man's horse.
I think they're like, we have your horse, so you're not going to be able to, like, hurt us, or we'll hurt the horse. And he's like, yeah, I raised that. You know?
Yeah.
I think he raised it. We will not just hurt your soldiers, we'll kill your entire world. Because you have my horse. Don't be playing games with me.
He was a sick, sick man.
No, he wasn't sick.
Yeah, he was. Anybody that would say that right now, you would not defend him in the modern day context.
But because you can't put it in a modern day context.
Oh, really?
Because the societal mores and stuff aren't the same as back then. He was already at war. They knew he was coming. They stole his horse to try to, like, keep him from annihilating them, and
yeah.
He was like, yeah, no, it's like taking a hostage in current times, I guess, only it's a horse, but it's like taking a hostage in an attempt to get your way.
Well, so then he really didn't go back on his word if he was going to do it, if that was his intent from the get-go. You know?
I don't know.
Unless he just threw a couple of men and women in there in the end for good measure. Women and children is what I meant to say, if I didn't say that. Well, that was a cool story.
There you go.
Huh?
There you go.
Thank you. Writing tip of the pod.
So, whenever Sean says that, it makes me laugh.
I always hesitate because I'm like, oh, I should make it different this time. And I'm like, I don't know anything else.
You know so many things. All right, so I'm going to tell a little bit of a story for the writing tip of the pod. And it begins like this. A long time ago, our daughter M was taking karate, which was the only martial art available in our town back then. and she was 8 years old and super tiny. And the instructor was Sean's size, sort of, and bald and super intimidating. And he had all the little ones during class line up and kick those pad things. What are those pad things called?
Pads.
Okay.
They are.
But there are a certain kind you can call of pads.
There's strike pads, there's kick pads. You can probably, those are like a forearm pad.
No, there were the down low ones where you brace.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Football.
Well, you're bracing it. You're putting your forearm through it.
Yes.
But it's more like a oval or a rectangular pad.
Yes, and they're huge.
I don't know.
Okay, those. So M's kick was so unexpected and powerful that the adult holding the pad fell over. And did they tell her good job? No. They made her sit down. What did I do wrong, Mommy? Is basically what she asked. And I was like, nothing, buddy, nothing. And a mom next to us whispered, you were too strong. They don't know what to do with women who are too strong. And Em got called back up eventually and got to join the group again. And this time the kids were kicking the instructor's shin. Sorry. I'm enjoying remembering that. And when it was Em's turn, she wound up and executed the kick perfectly. And the instructor, the Sean-sized instructor, lurched backwards, held her shin thing, and told her to sit down. Again. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Em was smaller than the rest of those kids, but she was powerful, and they didn't know what to do with that. They couldn't even understand that. How could this perfectly behaved tiny child be so strong? And sometimes what happened to Em happens to us throughout our lives and our writing. Our power surprises even us. We'll wonder where it came from. We'll wonder what it means. And sometimes other people will not know what to do with it. And those people, they might be our mentors or our families or strangers on the internet or people you're on boards with. But here's the thing. Don't let those people make you sit down or sit out. If you surprise them with your power, that's on them. It's not on you.
That's right.
So what's our condensed writing tip for the pod, Sean, who's now standing up?
Be strong. And don't let anybody who might be surprised by your power beat you back down. Keep being strong.
Don't be afraid to dig deep to get to your power. Dog tip for life.
For life?
Shut up, that's pretty good. I have a speech impediment.
No, you did a great job.
Man, you're so mean.
You've never said you had anything about F's.
F is like a...
What?
You hurt my heart so much.
Oh, baby.
You don't even care.
But you did such a good job.
You just said I said lice.
I said you did a great job first. Didn't I?
Just do the dog tip.
Don't, Carrie Jones, let the other dogs out. Alpha you. Pick your battles.
Bully you.
But win them. And never, ever give away your shot. This was wise wisdom. Which is special wisdom because it's wise wisdom.
Notice how I'm not making fun of you about that.
Well, that was intentional. She's holding her breath. Or back her words. Go ahead, baby, let loose.
You're so mean.
Show the people your power. Come on.
Well, you shouldn't make fun of my speech impediment.
I was not.
You totally were.
Dude, I make way more mistakes talking than you do. And I don't have an impediment. And you make fun of me all the time. Uh-oh. We have an on-field injury.
My knee just popped out.
She's in her office chair.
And it hurts. Okay, but anyways, dogs. Dogs.
Sparty bestowed this wisdom onto me. And basically what he means is, well, don't let the other dogs out alpha yet. Although, That doesn't always go along with picking your battles. Because when you're alpha, you gotta be battling all the time. But I think he means it. He's like medium size, small mouth, small teeth. But he can still be vicious. And that's because he knows when to play the diplomatic card. And he knows when to just nip on you with those little teeth.
Oh my gosh.
Which can puncture blue jeans, but don't really draw blood. So, and when you decide to do that, make sure you're gonna win, no matter what.
Like when?
Like when? W-I-N.
No, when do you win?
When do you win?
Yeah, what's win?
If any time you're gonna go to battle, you better damn win. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, but how do you know what battles to pick?
Oh, well, it depends on the situation. Like, right now, I'm just full of love for you.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not making fun of your laugh. See?
That implies that you could.
No.
Yeah, that's what that just implied. So that was a really passive-aggressive way of making fun of my laugh. I'm winning this battle because I'm so right.
Another thing you talk about all the time, you refer to that as your witch cackle, which I think is cute. It's like a mating call to me.
Oh my gosh.
See?
That's it. All
right, we're going to have to go. 2 mating calls in a row. Daddy can't talk, hardly.
Oh, pick your battles. Hey, thanks again for listening to our goofy, quirky, and somewhat unpredictable podcast.
It's always unpredictable, baby.
Like, I can't predict when Sean's gonna interrupt me.
You took a long breath.
Like that. Anyway, for the written words that go with this podcast, so it's a little bit more predictable, check out The Dogs Are Smarter Than People Feed, or the Kerry Jones
books.
Dot blog. You can find out more about my books, more about us, like and subscribe to us, share us to all your friends.
Yes, please do so. And send us some money or something.
We don't have a way to send money. That doesn't
seriously
happen for us.
Seriously. No, we don't. Download a recording. I want to start building the library of snores.
Yeah.
And we let that
snores
go for months.
Yeah.
Send us some recordings of either yours or your beloved's or the neighbor you can hear through the wall. Whatever. Record snores.
Snores.
Yeah.
And for
like
reference.
How long should they be? Oh, my lips were still moving. I'm
Dude,
so sorry.
That was a long pause. And I don't ever get a... Oh, gosh. Never mind.
Go for it. Go, baby.
I was going to say we could set up bets for how soon before I scream at you. Okay. So, the shout out for this week is the music that we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and it's made available through the Creative Commons license. Who's the artist and what's the song? It's Night Out by Broke for Free. And if you wanted to figure out what the Library of Snores is, you can check out our podcast backlist on iTunes, Stitchers, Audible, and a whole bunch of other random places and look for Library of Snores.
Yeah. I had to wait like 7 seconds or whatever it was so I don't get in trouble. Thanks for listening, though, folks.
Thank you.
I love you, baby.
You stuttered saying
it. I'm scared. I don't want you to stop recording. I'm afraid of what's going to happen after the cameras get shut down.
So many
things. The microphones.
So many things.
Help me.